Well, for folks around here, when you think of Bash Bish bicycles, do you think of a long-running business that's been around for a long, 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 long time? Well, Bash Bish now has a couple of new owners, and they're joining us today on Robinhood Radio. There's Chris Antonelli. Chris, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Miles.
And Gabrielle, nice to speak to you. I haven't spoken to you in a while.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Well, let's take a look at this. I mean, you two have taken over a bicycle shop that many people have known and loved over the years. I guess my first question, how did you both meet? And then eventually, how did you both decide to say, hey, you know what, this is really a pretty interesting idea. Let's take back over the shop and open it up again.
Sure. So,
we
met through, through our third partner, Jordan Hutton, who was a bike mechanic for a long time. And Jordan and I met on the rail trail, and, you know, became friends and biked together. And then, he knew Gabriel, and Jordan and I had been talking about opening a bike shop for a while, particularly we wanted to open it in Millerton. Nothing quite worked. And then we found out that Grant was retiring. And the same day after, you know, Jordan and I were talking about starting one, Gabriel texted Jordan and said, hey, what do you think about starting a bike shop? So it kind of just all came together. And it just felt like the right time with Grant retiring and with the huge sort of bike boom that we've been having the last couple of years.
You know,
and I was actually in the shop one day, I've been a long time customer of Grant, and I brought my bike in, and I was just chit chatting. I said, how's business? And he said, great, it's my best year ever. And then I said, that's great. He said, but I'm retiring. And I said, why? He's like, I'm done. It's been 24 years. I'm done. And then he said, do you know anyone that wants to open a bike shop? Or that wants to take over the bike shop? And I said, yeah, I'd be interested. And then I literally went in the parking lot and I texted Jordan, and that's how, and Jordan was the connector. And then Chris and I met soon after.
So this all came together. Once it started in motion, it all came across happening really quick.
Pretty quickly. I mean, this was last summer, and by the fall we bought the business, and then, you know, now we're remodeling, renovating, and getting new bikes in. So it's taken a little bit since the winter and the, you know.
What did you do either of you feel, and you can both answer this, I don't know who wants to take it first, there's got to be some pressure when you take over a business that's been a staple in an area for a long, long time? Do you guys feel that pressure of carrying on that tradition? And a second part of that question, expanding on that tradition.
Yeah, I can jump in.
Yeah,
I think you know, what Grant built here was wonderful. And like, it's been really cool to see in the last, you know, just in the last month that we've been open, people come in and say, oh, you know, I bought my bike from Grant when I was a kid, or my first bike when I was a kid. And, you know, or I've been bringing my bike to Grant for years. There's a real goodwill and a real community, sense of community that's been built up here. So it's really exciting to step into that and to step into those shoes. I think there is a little bit of pressure, I suppose, just because we want to make sure that we do right by the community. Like we live locally and we want to see other businesses succeed, and you know, we want to be part of a vibrant community here. So we want to make sure that we're here for everybody, and we don't want to like appear to be sort of newcomers that come in and change everything. Like so it's a bit of a balance to strike.
And it's funny to add to what Chris said. There was one of our first people that came into the shop was this longtime customer of Grant, and she said, you know, Grant would, you know, tune up my bike every year, and he did amazing work over the years. I just want to make sure, you know, you'll do the same. And and we said, you know, yeah, he's big shoes to fill. And then we tuned the bike up, and you know, it was great. And she, you know, she trusts us now. So but yeah, it is for us. Like, we had someone else come in here today who said people are very excited about the fact that it's still a bike shop and continuing what he started. And yeah, there's been a lot of goodwill and a lot of people very excited that we're continuing.
Right now on Robin Hood Radio, we're speaking to Gabriel and Chris about the new owners carrying out the tradition at Bashfish Bicycle. First of all, let's sneak a little plug in here. Even though you're open now, you've got a grand opening coming up, right?
Yeah, yeah. Saturday, May 21st it will be our grand reopening. I guess it marks 25 years of Bashfish Bicycle in business. And Chris, do you want to talk a bit about what we're going to be doing?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we'll be here all day, kind of just celebrating. We just placed a big order for a bunch of bikes. So we'll have bikes for sale, of course. But we're going to be doing some live screen printing of shirts so people can screen print their own Bashfish Bicycle shirts. And we'll have refreshments and you know, maybe a DJ if we're lucky. So it should be a good time.
And what time? Yeah. What are the hours for that?
So we're thinking we'll do you know, the normal shop hours are 10 to 6, so we'll do the same. So, you know, stop by anytime. We're also going to be organizing a group ride in the morning before the shop opens, an early bird ride, and a what we're calling a sunset ride after the shop closes. We'll go right up to Sunset Rock and see the sunset.
Okay, so yeah. What plans do you have? I know that you're taking over and you're going to follow a tradition, and you're going to. But what other new plans do you have? Both of you have for the coming future, both immediate and long term for Bashfish Bicycle.
So we'll keep the formula the same, more or less. You know, sales, rentals, and repairs. That's a tried and true bike shop formula. You know, Grant wasn't able to, because of the pandemic and shipping issues, and famously, you know, supply chain issues, he wasn't able to get new bikes for quite some time. So that's something that we're excited to bring back. We're going to have as many new bikes in as we can, as well as some used bikes to sell. But we'd also love to see, you know, to build a community of cyclists who want to go on different kinds of rides. As individuals, we really love sort of cycle touring and camping on bikes and that kind of thing.
Bike packing.
So we'll organize some camping trips. So, you know, sub 24 hours. So we meet at the shop 8 a.m. or something like that Saturday morning, and then, you know, ride bikes for the day, go camp, and then ride back the next morning. So we'd like to kind of really take full advantage of this incredible area that we live in.
You know, what's interesting. Go on, Gabriel.
Yeah, and also organize general group rides. We've been talking to the Hudson Valley Rail Trail Foundation about being an ongoing supporter, and we actually just spoke to people today about the Rojan Ramble and an idea. And you know, it's not set in stone, is to have a little ride in instead of a drive in at the end of the Rojan Ramble and show a cycling movie, something like Breaking Away. And then, yeah, and the ramble that way. So we're going to do more like club rides, events, and ongoing riding throughout the sunnier months, hopefully.
It was interesting about you both taking over the shop, coming off a two-year pandemic where people, even people athletic, you know, going outdoors and doing athletic things, that they normally do curtailed that. I don't think there could be a better time where people probably were so tired of not doing things that the rail trail always has been busy. But I think that there'll be more and more people wanting to try bicycling, even that haven't been, let's say, avid enthusiasts. Do you agree with that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's so much energy on the trail these days. I live in Millerton myself, and I walk on the trail every morning, and it's alive with people. And then the weekends, of course, it's even crazier. But yeah, I mean, we love introducing folks to cycling. It's a perfect place to do it. Super low risk. You don't have to compete with cars on the rail trail. And we rent bikes as well. So if folks want to try it out even for the first time, or they haven't ridden a bike in some time, they can come and rent a bike and have a pretty great experience on the rail trail.
Once again, we are speaking with both Chris and Gabrielle, new owners of Bashbish Bicycle, which is located in Copec Falls, New York. You just mentioned something I think that's really important. How invested are you in children, getting kids on bikes, and obviously growing your base for the future?
Yeah, well,
Yeah.
both Gabriel and I are parents. I have two daughters who both love to ride on the rail trail, and I've spent a lot of time both working in bike shops and getting bikes for my own kids. So I have quite a lot of expertise when it comes to children's bikes, and as well as various child carrying apparatuses. So it's something I put like an inordinate amount of time into thinking about kids' bikes, and so we carry a brand called Cleary, which I'm very excited about, and it's been a big hit so far. They make really really well suited kids' bikes. Often kids' bikes are just kind of scaled down versions of grown up bikes, but these are much more proportional, and they're very non fussy. You can kind of, because kids are often not the gentlest with their bikes, so they're very durable and very kind of all purpose. So we're very excited to specialize in kids bikes to an extent.
Now, how do you I'll ask this question individually, Gabriel. You can answer it first, and we'll go from there. When you first started bicycling, and then obviously advanced from the way a kids bike to a adults bike, did you ever have it in your mind that you wanted to own a bike shop, or is this something that came up really in your minds in the last couple of years? Because it's not everybody wants to open up a bike shop that rides bikes.
Oh yeah, no, understood. Well, when I was little, I mean, for my whole life, when I first started riding a bike, I loved it so much. From when I was, I guess, 6 years old was the first time I rode without training wheels, and then I've ridden my whole life. And and honestly, I mean, for me personally, it's actually a little different than for Chris and Jordan, because I'm a little more peripheral to it. I mean, I've been a lifelong cyclist, and I love riding so much. And then I, because of the pandemic, my other profession kind of slowed down. I work in film, and the film industry, and what I do specifically, was very difficult because I work with theaters and distributors and in movie theaters. So that took a huge hit. So I had to like kind of refocus for a little while, and I was raising my daughter, and she learned how to ride her pedal bike at age 4, and then we rode all the time. And then like I just was got way more into it, meaning like I was riding daily pretty much. And then this opportunity kind of presented itself. And but I'm more the amateur. I mean, I'm not really a bike mechanic myself, but Chris and Jordan, for them it was something that they've always wanted to do.
Chris?
Yeah. So I, like so many people, I grew up riding bikes and loved it, and then kind of rediscovered it in college. And after college, I worked for a number of years in different shops, and I worked for the Chicago's version of City Bike. So, this huge bike sharing system. And I always enjoyed it, and I had this kind of like parallel career. I'm an attorney by training, so that's been what I've mostly done. But yeah, during the pandemic, that got, it's just really difficult to work from home and do all of that. And so I, biking has always been a passion, and it was something that was, when this opportunity came along, it felt like the right the right time to make a shift and to do something different. And there's something really sort of satisfying about working on something physical. In you know, you can't hammer a nail over the internet. You can't fix a bike remotely.
Exactly.
So there's something really cool about the physical aspect of cycling and bikes, but also you know, the real connection to people as they come in. It's a very different kind of interaction, a different kind of work than what I was doing before.
So Bashfish Bicycle is open with new owners, both Chris and Gabriel. And once again, I want to go over very quickly the fact that, first of all, are you open 7 days a week?
Not yet. Right now we're doing Saturday, Sunday, and Monday that we're open. After our grand reopening on May 21st at the end of the month, we're going to be open every day but Tuesday. So we'll take Tuesdays off, but be open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And that grand reopening, like you said, let's go over that once again. That's going to be an all day affair.
Yep. That'll be all day. Starting with a group ride around 8 in the morning. And then, you know, open shop and events, or, you know, kind of activities all throughout the day. And we'll cap it off with a sunset ride up from the shop around, you know, 7 or so.
Well, once again, that is Bashfish Bicycle, which is located in Copic Falls, New York. On Route 344. Their telephone number is 518-329-4962. And if you want to read more about it, we have a nice connection with the Millerton magazine. And there's a great article that goes on and talks about what they're going to do and also goes back into their history. Well, much success. I think the area has needed this revitalization, especially coming into the spring and summer. And good luck with your ownership. And I hope a lot of people turn out for your grand reopening day.